always so good to come out of that first session. It's refreshing every time. So that's why we thank God for true apostolic government, and more than that, true apostles. I believe we're in the day that it is important to understand connection, covering, and covenant. Those are three words that apostle gave us at the beginning of the year. There are many people today calling themselves apostles. The city I'm in seems as though overnight everybody became an apostle. And I never forget, God had me to minister a sermon. It says, the label shouldn't define the contents, but the contents should define the label. Translation, to call yourself an apostle and not to have the contents of an apostle. And I don't say that to demean anyone who say they walk in these offices, but it is important that we, under apostolic government, understand that in this school, we're being trained in the apostolic.
Yes, sir.
So that we should recognize when someone has the mark of an apostle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Remember, in the book of the Revelation, it said, there are some of you who say that you're apostles, and we tried you. I'll put it another way. We proved you. Mm-hmm. Why does the Bible say prove all things? Right. See, a part of catching the waves of revival is to be in sync with what God is saying and doing in the now.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes,
right now, we're in the season of the restoration of the fivefold ministry in its fullness. Say, what do you mean by that, Dr. Walker? The church has only pretty much operated on three gifts. The pastor, the evangelist, and the teacher.
Yes, sir.
Because we have not known, especially in the Western hemisphere, true apostles who pack and carry and walk heavy. So in the catching the waves of revival, we must understand that the New Testament itself is revival. But like the sons of Issachar, we must know the times and the season. We must know what God is doing right here, right now. You don't ever have to rush it. It's here. Remember the scriptures say, and the first shall be, and the last shall be. When Jesus built his church, remember Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it, which is an indication that Satan, we don't have to be afraid of him. We shouldn't be trying to stop him. That's not apostolic. That's sad. Jesus said, I'm going to construct and build this church in such a way that Satan cannot prevail against its advancement. We ain't supposed to be trying to slow him down. He's supposed to be trying to figure out how to stop us, which he can't do if we stay hooked up to the right form of government. But over the years, the church left apostolic government, and we start having more people who went out than who were sent out. I might be talking to you online. I might be talking to you. Maybe you want to leave. You got 1 foot in the door and 1 foot out the door. But that's not apostolic. You never have to worry about what you're going to do, how you're going to go. God will talk to the set man over you. He can't. How he going to hold you back when God loosen you?
Yes, sir.
So, y'all did good on the exam.
Yes, sir.
That's good news, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
67 perfect 100s. 101 A's. I think that bespeaks for itself.
Yes,
amen. Now, I just want y'all to know I'm having some research done. Got to make sure it's not the same students making D's and F's. Because if you're the same student, I'm going to say you're not here to apply yourself. And this is a waste of apostles' time. All right. Even though we don't, you know, we're not looking for a valedictorian. We still want you to apply and apprehend the things that you're being taught. Amen. Now we're going to pick up with number 7 on the 9 characteristics of Old Testament revival. Then we'll see if we can get to that and move on into chapter 3. All right. So number 7 says,
spiritual impact.
It has to do with spiritual impact.
There's no true revival.
Notice what Apostle Jonathan Davis said. There's no true revival.
If the spiritual impact is not seen.
If the spiritual impact is not seen.
Manifested visibly over the society.
And if it is not manifested, watch what I say, visibly over the society. So in other words, remember, you got to study the Bible. Peter, before the day of Pentecost, remember, right before Jesus was offered up, Peter was a coward. He said, I wanted to go all the way with him. He said, I'll die for you. Y'all not talking. But Jesus said, before the cock crow twice, you're going to deny me thrice. Isn't that something? Now, Peter's heart was right. Y'all got to get, see, his heart was right. But something set in that caused him to go another way. Y'all know what that was, huh? Fear. Self-preservation. Caused him to deny him. The same thing make you walk away from your preacher. And your apostle. Fear of he ain't going to promote you. Fear of he ain't going to let you do what God say to do. You got to get rid of all that. But now watch this. Watch this. It was that same Peter who on the day of Pentecost stood up and preached. And the message that he preached literally shook the whole region. Y'all see it? It didn't just touch one spot. From there. I mean, turn to Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8, so you can understand how revival works. It's spiritual impact. It impacts the whole society. We ain't talking about two people showing up at the altar.
Right.
We ain't talking about a Sunday where 10 show up. We talking about where the whole city get rocked. That's spiritual impact. Now watch, this is Jesus speaking now. Acts 1:8. But you shall
receive power.
But you shall receive power. Watch what he say. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Yes, sir.
And you shall be
witnesses
unto me. Wait a minute. Witnesses. I see. Oh, Lord. I'm about to. Oh, Lord. You might want to fasten your seatbelt because I'm going to hurt you. Because, see, this pass out of track witnessing got to go. I know you ain't going to like what I'm going to say, but I'm about to tell you something. Fasten your seatbelt. I don't have to pass out of track. I am a track.
Yes, sir.
I am track. Yeah. Yeah. Am track. Yeah, that. Train that be flying, but I am, I am a track. See, you understand that? So that means I don't need to be trying to figure out what I'm going to say. Jesus told me I don't need to be trying to figure out what I'm going to say when I meet somebody. All these pet things, the Holy Ghost might want to tell you exactly what to tell that person. Now watch what I'm about to say. Jesus said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, martyrs unto me. But more than that, see, what were the apostles called to? They were called to give witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That he's no longer dead. He is alive. So the true aspect of witnessing carries with it the connotation signs, wonders, miracles. People's lives get changed on the spot. See, the church got into almost like getting people in like cattle. Y'all listening to what I'm saying? Every day the church should grow. Because the church is a growing and a living organism. But without maturity. Hello? See, just because you have seed in an egg don't mean you have the maturity to bring forth. Because you have the ability, but you haven't matured to be able to handle. See, perfection has to do with being able to handle, to hold, maintain, be responsible, be accountable for that which you bring forth. See, you shall be witnesses unto me. Watch what he said. Both in what?
Jerusalem.
See, now you can see. See, Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost. Jesus said, watch how it happened. He gonna rock the whole city. See, y'all still trying to figure out. Where did it start at? In Jerusalem. That's where it started. It didn't. He didn't touch one person in Jerusalem. People had come from all around the world. So when he did that apostolic message on the day of Pentecost, it literally went around the world. Because the people who were there, who got pricked and convicted in their hearts, and he said, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And that the gift is not only for you, but for your children, your children's children, and the many as are far off. So they were able to get pricked in their hearts. Hello. Be born again. Hello. Be filled. Hello. And go into all the earth. Because revival is intended to impact the entire society. Everybody ought to know you the sheriff in town. See, watch this. Just because a person ignore you don't mean you're not there. You might pass by apostle and act like he don't exist. I'm trying to show you how it is. Just because you ignore it don't mean it's not there. Come on, man. Let me help you out while I'm here. Some of y'all want to run to the doctor after the pain. You wait till it's unbearable. Alabasha, don't speak in tongues. It's all right to get stuff checked out. Best to get it checked out and get it shut down before it escalates. Right. But I'm a man. Yeah. I've seen grown men cry. Y'all listening? The girls, on the other hand. Come on, help us out, girls. Y'all get y'all regular visits and checkups. We don't want to know nothing about that. But the Lord saw fit to help us tonight, right? So revival has spiritual impact in what? The entire society. Now, they gave witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why signs, wonders, and miracles were done by the hands of the apostles. Under apostolic government, whoever listened to the apostles, hello, take on the same anointing. That's why connection. See, the purpose of a connection is for a current. A current flows if the wire not faulty. So don't ever worry about where the current coming from. Check out who's conducting it. It's the conductor. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so spiritual impact. Read the rest of it.
It results in spiritual.
It results in spiritual.
Numerical.
Numerical.
Material and rational growth.
Read it again. Take your time.
Okay, it results in spiritual.
It results in spiritual.
Numerical.
Numerical.
Material.
Material.
And rational growth.
And did y'all hear that? That's all the stuff it impacts.
Yes, sir.
See, revival, now apostle teaching right now on what? Maturity. He just told you. Don't have me throw no baseballs in here. He just told you. He's teaching on maturity. Right? So revival, the purpose of revival is to manifest maturity. Spiritual maturity. Which when maturity takes place in the body will edify, build up itself, grow up, hello,
yes,
increase.
Yes.
This has been the problem. The problem has been the body want the head to win the people. When the purpose, have you ever noticed that the head cannot go where the body don't carry it?
Yeah.
Yes, God gave you the fivefold ministry gift, but they are set in a body. If the body matures and get the walking, it can go where the head needed to go. But when there's a disconnect where the body don't want to listen to the head, now y'all see why catching the waves of revival are so important. You must forget what you were taught in another church, in another ministry. That's not apostolic. You can't come to apostles training house and tell him how to teach you. Then I have people who I love them, but you can't make me disconnect from my apostle so you can accept me. That's like telling the ones who Jesus trained, well, look, if y'all put down that stuff he taught y'all, we'll connect to y'all. It can't happen, children. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. No matter what somebody says, no matter what somebody does, you must understand connection. You didn't get here on your own. And God don't connect you. If God tell you somebody your father, if God told you to be somewhere and you disconnect, it's you that gonna have to answer to God for that. I don't care what they do. If God told me to connect to a man and I choose to walk away, I got to answer to God one day. I might say all of the right words to you, or everything to make it look like I'm justified and all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, remember, I'm going to have to answer to the one who told me that's the one I want you to follow. Now, I know y'all understand catching the waves of revival, but we talking about if you're going to impact the society, you got to stay connected.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If nobody else know about that, Barnabas do.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost said, who?
The Holy Ghost.
Didn't the Bible, Jesus said that many things I have yet to say unto you, but you're not able to bear them now. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, the Holy Ghost?
Yes,
huh? He gonna show you all things. Bring all things to your remembrance, the things that I told you, huh?
Yes.
Some stuff I'm not telling you now because you're not mature enough to handle it. That's what Apostle just said.
Right.
Now, the Holy Ghost said, who said?
The Holy Ghost.
Separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work whereunto I have called them.
Yes.
If you know anything about the Holy Ghost, he does not speak from himself.
Right.
The Bible says the Holy Spirit only speaks what he hears from the Father and the Son.
Yes, sir.
So when Barnabas decided to break up the apostolic team, you don't read no more about him. So you don't need to be asking who was tripping. Because your cousin John Mark aborted the first missionary journey. And Paul say he ain't matured enough to go on this journey. So we got to leave him back here. Barnabas said, my dog, I can't go nowhere. Paul said, well, that's how Paul and Silas got hooked up. Just trying to show you. See, you got to realize there was stuff in the Bible people try to hide from you. But I'm trying to tell you, in catching the waves, you have to have an understanding. You have to know what time it is, what season it is, what God is doing. Connection is more important now than it's ever have been. Because watch this. The first gifts to be restored are the last to be. When Jesus built the church, the first group of people he took was apostles. I told you that already. He didn't train nobody else. He wasn't training prophets. He wasn't training evangelists. He wasn't training pastors. And he wasn't training teachers. He stood in all of those offices himself. He took 12 men who he ordained to be apostles. And he said, remember, upon this rock, I will build my church. I will build my church. The builder of all things is God. Jesus gave gifts. The first gift he gave was apostles. He gave the gift, God set it. So the apostle is set first. So the church, the first material that God used to build his church was apostles. If you don't go with the right building material, the building ain't gonna come out right. Prophets, and I can go through the Bible and show it all to you, but watch what happens now. All of a sudden, we move away from government. Apostle, the church is built up on the foundation, Ephesians 2:20. Turn to it. Ephesians 2:20. Hurry up so we can get past spiritual impact. We're supposed to get to chapter 3 somewhere here. Ephesians 2:20. What did it say? And are built upon the foundation of the who?
Apostles and prophets.
Well, apostles and prophets. Foundation. That's what you walk on.
Yes, sir.
The foundation not sturdy? Got a crack or fault? The whole building. You got it?
Yes, sir.
The whole church is built upon the foundation of the apostle and the prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So the apostle and the prophet, in order for them to be in order and have government, they must remain connected to the head. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So if the apostle and the prophet got to remain connected to the head, how much more should the body follow the plan? Too many pastors out here on their own. They don't want nobody speaking into their life. They don't want no accountability. You shouldn't even want to go nowhere and preach if nobody sends you out. Get rid of your itinerary. They ain't had no itineraries in the Bible.
That's good. Yes, sir.
I don't like you, Reverend. I say, you ain't that important. They didn't have no itineraries in the Bible. Peter, James, and John did not bring their itinerary to Jesus and said, now, Jesus, any trip you want to take, you got to keep in mind, in March we're going to be here. I'm trying to help y'all now. You see? See? No, they were sent out, and as apostles, they came back and told Jesus what they taught. Lord, try that in the church today. We got too many bishops. You can grow the church in 10 weeks. Just change and say you're a bishop. But we can't do that for church growth. Church growth hinges up on the growth of the body. Read the rest of that, son, so we move on.
It results in spiritual.
It results in spiritual.
Numerical.
Material and rational growth. See, material growth. You don't have to worry about your money.
Right.
When the body grows, money cometh.
Yes, sir.
Money cometh was given to the body. An apostle is a gift to the body.
Yes.
Any word that God sends through an apostle is for his body, for his church. Oh, y'all tell God.
Yes,
but watch this. Watch this. He's going to be the first partaker of it.
Right.
If it's going to come through him,
right,
it might as well manifest in him.
Yes, sir.
That's how. Oh, Lord, they ain't going to like this now. But that's how you know if it's authentic or not. How are you going to preach something to me that ain't working for you? I'm living proof. See, I'm not talking secondhand information here. I'm talking firsthand information. Money, that I had a prophet to tell me in 95 that the day would come when people would not come into my presence without putting an offering in my hand. Hello, somebody. I said I had a prophet to tell me that.
Yeah.
But I didn't go around the congregations telling them, look, y'all, the Lord say he was going to tell y'all to put money in my hand. What kind of mess is that? I did not do that. But I remember sitting in a meeting with a man who I'm here with today, Apostle Leroy Thompson, who's always been an apostle in my eyesight. I remember the day God, because I believe apostles are fathers.
Yes.
I remember the day God said, that's your father up there. Then he tells me these words. I want you to take a $100 check with his name on it and bring it to him. Now, remember, that was in 98. In 95, 3 years earlier, God told me he was going to connect me to a major point ministry. Are you listening? He told me I would be traveling with men. He told me I would have hundreds of thousands of miles traveling from one side of this country to another. And that the men that I would be traveling with, that God would do something in the earth that's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. I put $100 in his hand in 98. Got back to my home church. And when I got back to my home church, God had already spoken to a young lady. Say, now, when your pastor get up to preach that day, I want you to write a check out in his name. And don't stop. Hold up now. Not only did she do it, the whole church walked that day. Everybody put my name on the check. I didn't tell nobody. I didn't make no altar call. They started marching. Well, connection make a difference.
Yes.
If it never happened to me before I sold into the money coming man,
yes,
why am I going to disconnect?
Yes, right.
To follow your agenda.
Right.
See, I'm talking about spiritual impact to impact a society. See, money coming ain't just affecting Word of Life.
Right.
It's affecting everybody who's, oh, I like it. It's affecting everybody who's connecting properly. Don't get in the basket with the money. All right. Y'all with me? Because this talks about material things. We don't have to seek that. And don't let nobody cuss you out about your receiving because they're not on your giving in. So I don't let haters talk me down about having a plenty. You understand that? Because they on the wrong end. You're looking at what I got, but you never watch what I sold. All right, read, son. Let's get through this. Hurry up.
A great spiritual harvest of souls.
A great spiritual harvest of souls. First day, 3,000 added to the church.
Yeah.
What? The first day.
Wow.
Look at y'all. We around here hollering for 10. Hell, 3,000 sound like everybody was anywhere in the region. That's how it is. That's spiritual impact. When those men went in the city, they turned the whole city out.
Yes.
That's what revivals are supposed to do. Can I talk to you?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that there are miracles waiting in every city to cause a church to explode? What do you mean, Reverend? God got one thing he can do in the city to get the attention of the whole city. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Then he just got nerve enough to say, I not only can take the city with a move, I'm the kind of God can make a move and take a nation. But I know what needs to be done. I just need somebody who's going to listen to me. God does nothing in the earth realm except he first reveal his secret to his holy apostles and prophets. That's government. He ain't coming to the other folk. He don't use you to change the government. He deals with the government, not you. Okay, read, son.
Okay, great spiritual harvest of souls is seen in Acts.
A great spiritual harvest of souls is seen in Acts.
Chapter 2, verse 41.
Yeah, 241. I don't have time to go there. Go ahead, Acts 4 and 4.
Acts 5 and 14.
And Acts 5 and 14.
And 6 and 7.
And Acts 6 and 7. Y'all read that. I don't have time. I know Acts 6 and 7 saying the word of God increased. You know, the word of God grew and multiplied. And the word of God increased and the number of disciples grew and multiplied. That just goes to show you that's true revival. See, a lot of times people say, why is church not growing? Because the body not. Can I put another? See the person out in the pew asking that question? You don't want to know what the answer is? You not. Quit putting it on the preacher. You not. You ain't listening to what he's telling you. You faulting him for you not growing up. You sitting up here hearing the same word up under the same anointing where people getting results. And besides that, Jesus took 12 men. Hello. He didn't go for a crowd. He said, just give me 12. Just give me the number of government. See, there y'all go. I don't want a few good men. Just give me 12. Read on.
Number 9 is spiritual ministries.
That's number 9 and number 8. What's number 8? What was number 7? Oh, so you started with spiritual impact. So that must have been number 8. Don't worry about it. Let's go. What was number 7?
Spiritual impact.
Spiritual manifestation. Okay. Then we just went through spiritual impact though, right? Okay, go to number 9.
Spiritual ministries.
Spiritual ministries.
Spiritual ministries are birthed during revivals, or rather spiritual ministries have been.
Do you understand that? That spiritual ministries are birthed out of a spiritual revival. Mm-hmm. See, it's something about the apostle. Apostle recognize gifts, y'all.
Yes, sir.
When they go into different cities, God show them. That's the one I want right there. Because without God talking, we wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
Anybody can pray and say, the Lord called me.
Right.
But you need somebody got some eyes.
Right.
And some ears.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm just telling you, if you work your own salt, you don't have to worry. God will use gifts all through your life to let you know. I'm not standing up here. Because this is what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I sure hope y'all know that.
Yeah.
Last thing I wanted to do would be a preacher. Hell, I saw how they killed my daddy.
Wow.
They talk about your daddy like a dog. Oh, Jesus. People in the church who love him when he putting a nail in the roof. But cuss him out when he got to correct him.
Wow.
Look at y'all. Look at y'all. I don't have nothing to do with no preaching. How about that? How about that? Then the Lord came and said, I've called you to the ministry. I said, who, me? Oh, Lord have mercy. It's a good thing that the Lord hide that from your wife. Because they wasn't marrying into this. Now, y'all think every woman, oh, no, Lord have mercy. You want a preacher? You need some prayers. Because you got to share that preacher with everybody. It might look glamorous, but there's a lot behind the scenes you need to know. Just trying to help you before you won't go there. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So I didn't want to do this. But all truth from a kid, God would speak at various times. I was called out of the audience many times. But I didn't go run and start a church. You got that? And none of that really bothered me till I heard the voice itself. When God said, I have called you to the ministry. That was my beginning in Houston, Texas in 82. You say, why is that important? Because we have too many people that are going. Now, even when he called me, he didn't say, go start a church. He even said, I called you to pastor. He said, I've called you to the ministry. He ain't told me leave who I was serving. How I'm going to go start something and was never faithful in where I was serving? You got to first be faithful where you're at before you can get your own. And really, if you're real faithful, they'll send you out. But, oh, Lord. Boy, that's a whole nother maturing lesson. Because, y'all have to understand we're up under apostolic government. Many of you who have to call a God on your life in different things. That's what apostle is here for. Don't be running out there on your own. He's your man of wisdom. Yes, sir. Now, if you go to him and he say no, sit your tail down. Yes, we don't say what you want us to say. Right. We say what God tell us to say. Yes, I've had many people, oh, the Lord, well, no, the Lord ain't talked to me yet. They get upset with me. Well, the Lord ain't talked to me. What am I going to do? Right. You're on your own. Had one young man, he was working on something in my office, and I said, don't you need to talk to me? He said, no. I said, don't you need to talk to me? He said, no. I said, don't you want to go out here and preach? Mm-hmm. I said, shut that down. Let's go over and have a talk. Mm-hmm. So you will know. I ain't trying to shut you down. But I can't release you or tell you to go do nothing that God didn't tell me to do. If you go, you're on your own. On my own. All right, go ahead. Read.
Spiritual ministers are birthed in revivals.
They are birthed during revivals.
Or rather, spiritual ministers that have been consistently following the Holy Spirit.
Nah, spiritual ministries that have been, notice the word, consistently following
the Holy Spirit. Are given spiritual quickening and promotion.
They're given spiritual quickening and promotion. Look at me. So if you in here and you waiting on a promotion, Don't worry about it. God got you. But don't ever want to go ahead of the time. Let God take you. Don't focus on promotion. Focus on assignment. When you complete the assignment, the promotion will come. How do you get to the second grade? No, you don't. You walk up and tell the teacher, I'm ready. Second grade. Now they all don't want to talk, huh? But we do this in the church, right? Now people come to you and tell you all the time, I thought they informed you after completing your assignment that you are ready for the next level. But in the church, shatala mahala, don't speak in tongues now. You don't want us to function in the same manner. The Lord done talk to you. Or a lightning bolt hit the window and went into the bed, but didn't fry you. And I heard a voice from the Lord say, that ain't nothing. That was a dream. So I'm just trying to help y'all one here. Go ahead, son. Read.
They enter a new dimension of power and honor with God and men.
You got to enter into a new dimension of power and what? Power and what?
Honor.
Power and what?
Honor.
Oh, that's a key word in the body. You won't know where promotion come from? Y'all won't know it. Y'all won't know it's time to stop.